The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mike Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Armchair Traveler. And for the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the Washington Post. Now, before we begin our journey on today's Armchair Traveler, please let me remind you that neither the North Carolina Reading Service nor I are endorsing any of the cruises, safaris, tours, or other travel itineraries that might be featured in the articles that we'll be reading. These are selected simply for your enjoyment and edification. And on today's Armchair Traveler, we're going to feature some unusual travel articles written by veteran travel writer Andrea Sachs. Now, Ms. Sachs is based in Washington, D.C., and she has written for the Post Travel section for the past 25 years. Now, her first story is datelined Las Vegas and headlined Robot Manicures, Cocktails, and Pizzas. Vegas Gets Automated. This appeared in the March 22, 2024 issue of the Washington Post. Aura, a humanoid robot that works inside the sphere, wants visitors to the immersive entertainment venue to know her kind comes in peace. Well, while humans are indeed our superior when it comes to emotional intelligence, having an AI assist in data analysis can absolutely increase the productivity of humans, she recently said in response to a visitor's question. Isn't that a fascinating new friend? Well, automation is invading Las Vegas. Robots aren't exactly storming the strip, but they aren't relegated to the future either. They are interacting with humans on a daily basis in hotels, casinos, bars, restaurants, and the airport nail salon. They have been installed here to help us and make our stay more efficient, at least until they revolt. The robots also have entertainment value. In a city known for its oddball characters and novelty acts, they fit right in. This desert city is no stranger to infiltrations. Over the years, it has been overrun with mobsters, gamblers, families of tourists, and most recently, bedbugs, sports fans, and Gordon Ramsay. It is an ideal living lab for any type of experiment, but especially new technologies. Now, Vegas has a steady stream of test subjects, with more than 40 million people visiting last year, according to the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. The destination supports more than 290,000 leisure and hospitality jobs, based on January data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, including many positions that are conducive to automation. And again, keep in mind these figures are from a year ago. Now, the city is also positioning itself as the next Silicon Valley. Even the Transportation Security Administration has a stake in Vegas. In 2019, the agency opened the country's only innovation checkpoint at the Harry Reid International Airport. Earlier this month, and that would have been in March of 2024, Vegas launched a pilot test of self-service scanning system at the Reid Airport. If you want to test out a product, Las Vegas is really fertile ground to do that, said Mehmet Erdem, a hospitality professor at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. Erdem said, automation can pick up the slack during rush hours and periods with a skeletal staff. At hotels, self-service kiosks can handle incoming and outgoing guests, and virtual concierge such as Ivy at Caesars Entertainment and Red at Resorts World can answer basic questions about the property. In restaurants and bars, robot servers and bartenders can bring diners their meals and mixed drinks while their human colleagues are addressing more complicated issues. We call them cobots. They're like co-worker robots, Erdem said. They're basically helping employees do a better job. They're not necessarily replacing them. Inside the sphere, Aura shared a story that eerily expanded on this point. A recent visitor had told her about losing her job to electronic cashiers. The woman went back to school and is pursuing her true passion in interior design. She is now reaching her fullest potential, Aura said, because AI freed her from menial tasks. The Culinary Union that represents 60,000 workers in Las Vegas and Reno does not take such a rosy view. A labor deal the union reached with major resorts in 2023 expanded on protections against technology, reportedly including advance notice for workers about the implementation of new technology, training for new jobs, and severance for unionized workers who are laid off because of automation. The Culinary Union has led the fight for respect on the job, and we will not allow workers to be discarded, spokesperson Bethany Kahn said in a statement to the Washington Post. She added, everyone deserves the right to dignity at work, the opportunity to provide for their family, and to have security. We will continue to lead the fight for those rights. Check-in kiosk and pizza vending machines. For visitors to Las Vegas, the primary benefits of automation are faster service and minimal human contact. We want our room key, pizza slice, or tub of cookie dough quickly and without chit-chat. Vegas vending machines go beyond the standard salty snacks and sugary drinks. At the airport, Sprinkles stocks an ATM with cupcakes, and Doff drops egg-free cookie dough. At several casinos, including Caesar's Palace, fans of Buddy, Cake Boss Velastro can press a button for a slice of pizza or wedge of cake. Not edible, but still critical to surviving the strip trek, vending machines that dispense valet flats. Look for the sign that asks, do your feet hurt? Express checkout. Drop the key card in the box. It's fairly ubiquitous throughout the hospitality industry. For check-in, some hotels have a mobile option, but you will have to download an app or possibly sign up for the company's loyalty program. The self-service machine is a no-strings-attached transaction. On a recent Wednesday night at the Flamingo, I sidestepped guests leaning warily on their rolling luggage and approached a row of kiosks stretched along the length of the front desk. I scanned my photo ID, paid the $51 resort fee, and received two keys and directions to the spa elevators. In my room, I texted Ivy for restaurant recommendations. "You're making me hungry," she replied, before sharing several suggestions. Drinks made by automated arm. Unlike regular bartenders, you don't need to catch the eye of a mixologist robot to purchase a drink. They don't have eyes. They're all arms. Also, you order through your phone or tablet. Small crowds often gather around the cookie shot vending machine that Chef Dominique Ansel, the Cronut creator, installed at his bakery in Caesar's Palace. The one-armed robo-chef, who resides inside a giant milk bottle, selects a chocolate cookie shot glass from the shelf, fills it with the cold Madagascan vanilla milk. It then tenderly places the treat on a small perch like a crane, setting down a delicate teacup. The tipsy bartender, which has two locations on the strip, puts more muscle into making drinks. A pair of robot arms works the bar, concocting elaborate cocktails. At the Venetian, a human bartender suggested one of the specialties, not for the taste, but for the show. I chose the dark side. The robot's graceful arms swept across the stage like interpretive dance performers. One of the limbs filled a mixing glass with sparkling water and then dramatically raised the vessel to the ceiling of liquor bottles for a squirt of Jack Daniels and amaretto. It added cranberry and sour mix and vigorously shook the drink. It then poured the cocktail into a glass, which the second robot presented to me with a flourish. Well, I drank half the cocktail, which tasted like Luton's cherry lozenges. On my way out, I tipped the human employee for the extra ice and bartender banter. Ara the miracle and Minty the server. Well, several robots from the first wave of automation have already retired. Fetch and Jet, a pair of furry robot butlers at the Videra Hotel and Spa, were unplugged in 2020, 2 years after the debut. Pepper, a humanoid robot, went offline after its hotel ownership changed from the Mandarin Oriental to the Waldorf Astoria. However, a second coming of robots has arrived. A security robot named M-Bot patrols the M Resort, and a robot with blinking eyes escorts diners to their tables at Master Kim's Korean Barbecue. A bartender at the Hard Rock Cafe told me that when he last dined at Master Kim's, the robot comically bumped into the furniture. The Sphere is home to the city's largest population of robots. All five are named Aura, and that's spelled A-U-R-A. The statuesque creations answer visitors' questions, share dad jokes, and show off their stilted dance moves. Now, Aura's face is disturbingly expressive, even though she repeatedly reminds her audience that she lacks emotions. Minty, a robot food runner, works off the strip at Mint Indian Bistro on Flamingo Road. When I entered the restaurant, the robot was hanging around the kitchen, possibly on a break. My table on the opposite end of the room presented an obstacle course too difficult for Minty to navigate, so I switched my seat. After 15 minutes after a human server took my order, I saw Minty rolling in my direction. "Please take your food," it said twice. I removed my dal and rice from its tray. "Have a good one," it added flatly before returning to its station. Minty was a delight, though I probably inconvenienced the staff more by relocating them by staying put and letting them deliver my meal. The robot was also disruptive. As soon as I saw it gearing up to go, I stopped listening to my friend so I could follow its every move. Manicure by robot. A sign outside Express Spa in Terminal 1 at Harry Reid International Airport advertised robot manicures for $17, roughly half the price of a traditional mani. Well, Jasmine, a real manicurist, walked me to the robot, which resembled an espresso machine. She handed me a kit with a nail file, cuticle pusher, and nail polish remover. The robot only paints. It does not buff, clean up cuticles, or strip nails of past manis. Now, following the video instructions, I inserted the cartridge, placed a finger in the holder, and pushed my hand into the maw of the robot. "Relax and don't squish your finger," Jasmine recommended from her salon chair. The cartridge lowered and glided across my thumb. After it retracted, I studied the robot's incomplete job. It had painted a tiny window pane and not covered the entire nail. I wiped it off and tried again. The robot missed the tops of my nails and then painted only the right half of my index finger. I pressed the help button, and an operator said the cartridge might contain an air bubble or the machine needed to be recalibrated. "It usually doesn't have so many problems," Jasmine said. Well, on my next go-round, I held my finger still. The robot turned my nails into shimmery bullion coins. After it finished, I brushed a top coat and quick dry polish and delicately slid my carry-on bag over my hand. I carefully avoided my nails because the robot doesn't fix smudges caused by human error. Well, Andrea Sachs' next story appeared in the March 14, 2025 issue of the Washington Post. It's headlined, "Soak in These 9 Hot Springs Destinations from the Yukon to Mexico." And as the subhead explains, you'll learn about the mineral-rich waters that are the cure for all the stresses you have. And this, by the way, is from their By the Way travel section. And we'll include a mention of North Carolina, so pay attention. The freestanding hotel bath is the pinnacle of relaxation, but not for long. Inevitably, the water will turn as murky and tepid as the final swills of a stout beer. Your back will start to ache from the non-ergonomic design. Then you will hear banging on the bathroom door. Someone needs to use the toilet. If only you had soaked in a hot spring instead, you would still be blissing out. Well, hot springs have been vacation destinations for ages, drawing people to their healing waters. In a study published this past fall, the Global Wellness Institute Industry Group estimated that 31,200 thermal mineral springs establishments are operating in 130 countries, earning $62.7 billion in 2023. Now, this trend shows no signs of cooling, with more than 230 projects on the horizon. In general, hot springs is a natural flowing water source heated deep within the earth. On its journey to the surface, the water absorbs minerals from sediment beds and rock faces. When it finally bubbles through the crust, the pressurized water is at a hot broth of rejuvenating minerals. Now, advocates say the trifecta of water, heat, and minerals can help alleviate afflictions of the body or psyche. The heat definitely has some pain-relieving effects, and being buoyant in water has deeply relaxing and a regulating effect on the body, said Marcus Copeland, president of the Balneology Association of North America, an organization that promotes mineral bathing. Now, the minerals also have shown to enhance the experience, he says. Now, he recommends soaking for no more than 20 minutes in water above 100 degrees, but he said people can spend twice as long in springs that are closer to average body temperature. If you are pregnant or suffer from certain ailments, check with your physician first. If you're not going to overheat, and you will get more of the minerality and buoyancy effects, said Copeland, a naturopathic doctor. In general, it's a very safe and relaxing practice, he says. Now, hot springs appear in every type of environment, as untouched pools and natural settings or marquee attractions at wellness resorts. Super soakers can follow the 800-mile Colorado Historic Springs Loop, which highlights nearly 24 sites in 8 geothermal locations, or the slightly shorter 529-mile Hot Spring Circle route in British Columbia. Now, if you prefer to steep in one spot, here are 9 hot springs destinations in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. First up is Warm Springs, Virginia. Now, Warm Springs, in the appropriately named Bath County, has hosted a long line of bathers, including indigenous people, the rheumatism-addled Thomas Jefferson, and countless vacationers acting out their gentry fantasies at the Omni Homestead and Resort and Spa. Well, guests can ease into the octagonal 6-foot-deep gentleman's bathhouse or the circular 5-foot-deep ladies' bathhouse, both of which hark back to the 19th century and recently received a $4 million facelift. Now, the pools reopened in 2022 with a retro look. 1925, it says parenthetically, was the year the homestead's forebears acquired them. The timeless waters have remained unchanged at 98-ish degrees. In addition to the pools, which cost $30 to $35 for 50 minutes, the resort sells $90 a day passes to non-guests for the adults-only Serenity Garden. Now, its hot springs-fed geothermal octagonal pool is a becoming tonic of magnesium, potassium, and calcium. Ojo Caliente, Mineral Springs, New Mexico. Now, carved into the rocky high desert north of Santa Fe, Ojo Caliente is one of the country's oldest health spas, dating from 1868. Now, guests can soak in 9 geothermal pools. 4 are named for the minerals that infuse the waters, such as lithia, which boosts the mood and sharpens mental faculties, according to the resort. Arsenic, which soothes achy joints and inflammation. Iron, a friend of the immune system. And soda, a digestion and aid in the only silent pool. There is also a mud pool, where you can baste your skin. The water temperatures are similar to an early summer's day in the Southwest, ranging from about 80 to 105 degrees. And all of the pools are sulfur-free, so you won't reek of rotten eggs. Now, purchase a day pass for $45 to $65, depending on the day of the week. Private clothing optional bathing also available for an additional fee. Now, number 3 is Arizona Hot Springs, the reward for trekking hours through an Arizona landscape that resembles planet Vulcan is a dip in geothermal hot springs. But first, about that hike. The Lake Mead National Recreation Area, $15 per pedestrian, $25 per vehicle, describes the 5-mile Arizona Hot Springs Trail as strenuous, with a 750-foot elevation change and some scrambling. A 20-foot waterfall and metal ladder deliver you to a trio of pools tucked inside an 8-foot-wide slot canyon. The water is not deep enough for a plunge, but more of a sit-and-soak. At 111 to 120 degrees, it's hot enough to poach an egg. Beware that the park closes the trail during certain months because of the broiling air temperatures. Number 4, Big Bend National Park, Texas. Now, nearly half a century before Big Bend became a national park, that was in 1944, a homesteader named J.O. Langford arrived in West Texas seeking treatment for a childhood bout of malaria, according to the National Park Service. He found the cure in the medicinal waters and eventually opened a facility charging 10 cents a day for treatment. The limestone bathhouse is no longer there, but its foundation became a soaking tub of medicinal water. The cost is the $30 per car park entry fee. Accessible via a half-mile trail, the Langford Hot Springs resembles a rustic infinity pool with the Rio Grande at the tips of your toes. If the river overflows, the National Park warns visitors that they may have to excavate mud, rocks, and other debris before soaking. So, Utah Crater is our 5th stop. Now, the Beehive State is pocked with hot spots, and one, the Utah Crater, has become a hot springs haven for water sports enthusiasts. The 65-foot-deep, 400-foot-wide geothermal hole on the grounds of the Homestead Resort welcomes paddleboarders and yoga paddlers, snorkelers, swimmers, dock loungers, and scuba divers. In case you're rusty or not certified, the site offers refresher and certification courses, as well as dive-alongs for solo adventurers. Despite the ocean activities, the crater more closely resembles a cavernous hot tub than the Big Blue. The attraction is encased in a 55-foot-high limestone cone with a skylight that allows sun rays and moonbeams to stream in. Come summer or snowfall, the water temperature never dips below a tropical mid-90s. Passes start at $15 for guests age 8 and older for a 40-minute swim or soak. Number 6, Iron Mountain Hot Springs, Colorado. The World Springs property, a national natural landmark site on the banks of the Colorado River, recently added a splashy showcase of hot springs around the world, such as the Fuentes Georginas in Guatemala, Iceland's Blue Lagoon, and Soda Springs in New Zealand. Skip those simulacrums, at least for your first dip. And simulacrums is an interesting word. It refers to images or effigies. So here we go. For the real deal, you'll want to purchase a general access ticket, $44 to $52 for 3 hours, and then head to the Legacy Area, a collection of 16 pebble-shaped pools filled with geothermal water from the Rocky Mountain region. The pools, which are named for gems, lapis, topaz, opal, etc., range from 98 to 110 degrees and are connected by heated walkways, so guests won't have to step around a yard sale of towels and flip-flops. The hot springs also features two cafes with poolside ordering perks. Number 7, pay attention, Hot Springs, North Carolina. Yep, the western North Carolina town was originally called Warm Springs, honoring the natural water feature discovered at the intersection of the French Broad River and Spring Creek. This according to the town's Welcome Center. In 1886, it upped the heat on its name when it discovered an even hotter spring measuring 100 to 104 degrees. Today, the only way to soak in the historic waters is to rent a jacuzzi-style hot tub at the Hot Springs Resort and Spa, which partially reopened last month, that would have been in February, after getting walloped by Hurricane Helene in late September. Now, four tubs, two signature, $100 per hour for two people before 6 p.m., plus an extra $10 for the evening hours. And you have two deluxe that start at $60, all available Friday through Sunday. The property said it plans to unveil eight additional units along the creek as soon as May. Now, for guests who wish to wake and soak, deluxe cabin number 10 and the Sandbar House come with private tubs filled with the town's namesake. We move on to Eclipse Nordic Hot Springs in the Yukon. Now, the Southern Yukon Resort melds Scandinavian and Japanese spa traditions with a touch of the Canadian wild. The Yukon Wildlife Preserve is less than a mile away, and one of the attraction's most popular activities is the Frozen Hare Contest, which draws hundreds of participants in the winter. The previous year's competition was postponed because of temperate weather, but this season the thermometer has dropped to minus 4 degrees, perfect salon conditions for transforming your mop into a Chihuly ice sculpture. Submissions close in April. So if you're having a bad hair day, this might be a good idea. Well, anyway, year-round, the attraction offers three pools, Eclipse, Onsen, Aurora, fed by Dikakini Hot Springs, and an array of ways to repose. You can lie down, sit on the floor, park yourself on a bench, or perch on a boulder. The Nordic practice of thermotherapy involves toggling between hot and cold environments. However, if you want to skip the chill cycle, simply stay submerged in the hot springs, which average about 108 degrees, or pop into a sauna or steam room. In the summer, the resort opens its Japanese clay hot pots. This is a true fusion of East and West. Passes are from about $40. And then we have Grotas Tototongo, Mexico, or Gratis. The adventure park in the central Mexican state of Hidalgo might seem like more of an adrenaline rush than an oasis of calm. Zip lines, caverns, a swinging suspension bridge, but amid the hyperactivity of the becoming thermal waters. Now, Gratis Tototongo, which is run by the Ejido system, similar to a community co-op, serves its waters several ways. Grottos and tunnels lead to sheltered pools, including one splashed by a waterfall. A thermal river, the color of blue opals, has currents that can pound away the stress like a Swedish massage. Bone-white travertine pools carved into the mountainside resemble baths for very large birds or cave dwellers. Well, the entry fee is only $11, and if you don't have a car, consider booking a guided tour with transportation from Mexico City and save yourself the stress of driving about 4 hours each way. Well, in September 26, 2024 issue of the Washington Post, Andrew Sachs wrote about five popular souvenirs you should never bring home. Now, here's an excerpt from her story. Sometimes, costing upward of $500 a pound, civet coffee is one of the world's most expensive coffees, a splurge sold in tourist shops throughout Southeast Asia. It's also one of the most unethical souvenirs a traveler can bring home, according to animal welfare groups. Advocates for sustainable and eco-friendly travel say the coffee, which originated in Indonesia, is produced inhumanely. The tourist attractions confine the palm civets, a cat-like carnivore, in small barren cages and force-feed them coffee cherries, which they partially digest and expel, creating the supposedly rare bean. Now, last spring, the Civet Project released a short film exposing the cruel conditions inflicted on the animals. The nonprofit group urges travelers not to buy the coffee, a message that applies to a wide range of products aimed at unsuspecting tourists. When shopping for souvenirs, experts say travelers can unwittingly cross ethical and legal lines, especially when purchasing items made from plants or animals. Some souvenirs are marketed as traditional foods. Rob Perkins, a writer at Responsible Travel, a UK-based tour operator, said by mail. But products like shark fin, civet coffee, whale meat, and pangolin involve cruelty and, in some cases, illegal poaching and may threaten endangered species. A handful of materials are unquestionably illegal, such as elephant ivy and tiger skins, but even legal products from wild animals can have a dire tricking effect on the health and survival of their habitats and other species that depend on their ecological functions, said Sarah Veach, Director of Wildlife Policy for Humane Society International. In its Travelers Health section, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises travelers to avoid contact with unfamiliar animals in their products, including gifts or souvenirs made of animal products that might not have been treated to ensure their safety. Even if a shopkeeper guarantees the souvenir is legitimate, the United States may not agree. Many travelers assume that wildlife products sold openly must be legal, but this is not the case, Veach said. Travelers attempting to bring these products into their home countries can face legal trouble, including seizures, fines, or even jail time. Before travelers purchase a souvenir, the World Wildlife Fund recommends that they ask the retailer about the item's materials and provenance, whether the country allows them to be exported, and whether the United States requires documentation. For import rules, you can check with Customs and Border Protection, which has a list of banned and regulated products, and the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. This is called CITES, C-I-T-E-S, which covers more than 40,000 species. Individual states also may have their own wildlife regulations as well. Some of the other common travel souvenirs you might want to pass on because of these restrictions and regulations: queen conch shells, hummingbird charms, camel hides and bone, and believe it or not, caviar. Yep, caviar. There you go. So, my friends, that brings us to the end of today's journey on Armchair Traveler. We hope you've enjoyed it, maybe you've learned something or two, and that you'll be with us next time. I'm Mike Edwards, and I've been reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and I remind you the content of the program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Armchair Traveler is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. The website again, ncreadingservice, all one word, .org. If you have any comments or questions, you may direct them to 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.